listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. A weekend of rallies on the Gold Coast and across the country calling for action against domestic violence has forced Anthony Albanese to take action. The Prime Minister says all governments nationwide must make changes to stop perpetrators. He's also jumped on social media to declare it a national crisis.
On Wednesday morning, I will convene a national cabinet, has been agreed with every Premier and Chief Minister. We'll talk about what we can do, including as part of the national plan to end violence against women and children.
New government figures show we're a bunch of leadfoots in southeast Queensland. Almost 500 fixed speed camera and red light notices were dished out every day in the state, with Bermuda Street at Broadbeach Waters the worst of them all for the most fixed speed camera fines. 14,384 drivers have been caught going too fast in that section alone. Across the Gold Coast and Logan, a total of 62,988 fines were issued from fixed speed cameras and red light cameras in the last financial year. And you'll notice the weather will start getting cooler this week on the Gold Coast. The Weather Bureau says the days of wet and humid conditions are done for now, with overnight temperatures set to drop by in the mid-teens by midweek. Cooler southeasterly winds are also set to keep daytime temperatures along the coast in the low 20s. Updating sport now, and a solid away win for the Gold Coast Suns yesterday over West Coast. A dominant third quarter saw the Suns go on to a 112-75 victory. Coach Damien Hardwick says the young Suns continue to improve.
We're doing a lot of things well. What we've got to eradicate is the turnover goals against that we're effectively giving the opposition. You know, the education aspect, I love this crew because they're just so coachable, if that makes sense, and they're just going to get better and better as we go on. And the things that we speak about consistently, they put into place, but, you know, it is going to take a little bit of time to make sure everything is up to speed.